Unique by Rita Morrow. It's hard to imagine with the billions of people in this world that we were all very different from one another. Not one of us are the same. How amazing is that? Our Lord is unchanging. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When I think about God creating us specifically to share in all his glory, how blessed are we? Only he knows each and every heart. He knows each and every one of us inside out. If we ever think God isn't paying attention or can't understand us, we're wrong. He knows what's going on with us before we do. Facet, as defined in the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, is any definable aspects that make up a subject or an object. When we stop and think about the people we come in contact with every day, our own family members, we're all different. Blonde hair, brown hair, blue eyes, green eyes, dark skin, light skin, right-handed, left-handed. Only God could create something so amazing. Isaiah 64:8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter. And all of us are the work of your hand. I grew up very loved. That was never lacking. But I always felt a need to try to fit in somewhere. That was my own self-doubt tugging at me. Through years of growing and learning and finally listening to God, I became a stronger person. I was always comparing myself to others, which is never a good thing. I started looking at the way God created me. I started figuring out that he has unique talents designed just for me. In the world we live in, comparing ourselves to someone else seems to come natural, but so wrong. We have to find our uniqueness through God. He created each one of us separate from the other. Jeremiah 1:5. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. Romans 12:2, English Standard Version. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:6-8, English Standard Version. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in his generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Psalm 119:73-74, English Standard Version. Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. Have a blessed day.